This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning has decided to end his accomplished 18-year NFL career after helping the Broncos to a win in Super Bowl 50. The team has scheduled a news conference for today, just 1 month after the almost 40-year-old Manning helped the Broncos beat Carolina for the title. The five-time NFL MVP is the only quarterback to achieve 200 wins in a career, and his league record 539 touchdown passes include an NFL best 55 in 2013. Meanwhile, police say Los Angeles Rams running back Trey Mason had to be subdued with a stun gun twice when he refused to cooperate with officers who were arresting him in South Florida. Hollywood, Florida police say Mason refused orders to get out of his sports car after he was pulled over for going twice the speed limit in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. In the NBA, the Lakers won against Golden State, 112-95. Jimmer Fredette has rejoined Westchester of the NBA Development League following the expiration of his 10-day contract with the New York Knicks. In the NHL, the Islanders won against the Rangers 6-4. Pittsburgh blasted New Jersey 6-1. Iona beat Siena 81-70 yesterday to advance to the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference Tournament Championship game. Today, Iona will see Monmouth. Tonight in the America East Tournament, Hartford is at Stony Brook at 7 and New Hampshire is at Vermont at 7:30. University of Massachusetts women's basketball head coach Sharon Dolly has been relieved of her duties, according to an announcement by Director of Athletics Ryan Bamford. Sunday marked the start of the Major League Soccer season. Toronto Football Club beat the New York Red Bulls 2-0. Adam Scott shot a 3-under-69 in the final round to win the Cadillac Championship for his second victory in a row. His 12-under total gave him a one-shot win over Bubba Watson, who posted a 68. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.